You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
All things are possible, this is His word. Receive it, it's written for you. Believe in His promises, God can.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
That's the way God gets things done with us. He lights a fire. It's the Holy Ghost. It is the Holy Ghost. And you can look back over your life and you can see where God's ignited faith in you. It's faith. It's a word of God that is released and the Holy Spirit makes it alive in you. And when that happens, then you are Holy Ghost motivated. I know the difference between me deciding I'm going to do something for God and God deciding to do something for me. Any of you know the difference? When God decides He's going to do something for you and with you, you will be awakened in the night with excitement. You will have faith, you will have zeal, you will have motivation. And you will be able to stand against all the opposition. Because one thing history has proven that I can find in the Word of God, anything that's truly a work of God will face opposition. Advancement is not for wimps. I remember Richard Sanders, who sold us our property on Central Parkway, repeatedly asking me this question. Now, Jonathan, there are starters and there are plotters. And I've been told, this is a businessman telling me, now, preacher, I've been told that some preachers can start things, but they don't have the strength or the commitment to follow through with it. But other preachers can't get anything started, but they're good at plodding along, and they can get things accomplished. And then he said, what kind of a preacher are you? Well, I didn't like the question. You know, I didn't understand that his plan from the beginning was that he would sell us that acreage and then we wouldn't be able to make the payments and then he would foreclose on us like he had foreclosed, I believe, on three other people. So his business model was pay me up front for the first 3 years. That was like $80,000 we paid in advance. Put that money down. It's non-refundable. Build your building, and in 3 years, I'm going to repossess it, and I'll own it. He said, I knew there was no way in this world you could make the payments. And he was right. There's no way I could make the payments. But God saw to it that the payments were made. And so he would come out. We were building. Dave Berkey and others, they would show up to help. Fred Ritchie, I had a whole team of people. They would show up. Some days it was just me and Jesus. Some days there would be two or three. I remember putting the roof on. I thought, wow, we're finally putting shingles on. And we're on the roof, and about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning, here would come Richard Sanders' head up above the ladder. Well, good morning, preacher. Where's your help today? Are you broke yet? Are you going down the tubes? Are you willing to admit it yet? Do you think you're going to put this whole roof on by yourself? Looks like there aren't many people helping you these days. One day I said, Richard, why do you come out here? He said, I'm watching my investment. You'll go under and I'll take it all. I remember one afternoon we had a payment due. I don't remember how much it was. Seems to me it was, I don't know, maybe 20 grand or something. Richard had sent me a nice note. He said, it's due on this day at this time, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And I will be at my attorney's at 5 o'clock that afternoon. And either I have a certified check that afternoon, or else I'm going to authorize my attorney to close the church down. Sunday morning, there will be a chain on the door. And he smiled and said, I know you don't have the money. So this was like the first of the week. So he would come out on a Tuesday and a Wednesday, and he would remind me, Friday's coming. You ever had the enemy in your face mocking you? Wednesday came. Thursday came. Preacher, you haven't been around my office yet. We're ready to shut things down. I know you don't have the money. There's no way you're going to be able to make this payment. You've gone as far as you're going to go. It's not going to take us 3 years. But that day, after a prophet, remember the prophet, honey? So if you find me being a little skeptical of prophets, I'll tell you why. I've known a lot of false prophets and very few genuine prophets. A false prophet had just prophesied like the week before. God's not going to provide another penny. Now you got to understand this. Here's a man that I loved telling me that God's not going to give us another penny, and then the man who's going to collect the money notifies me afterwards. Satan knows all about his program, that he was going to close things down. However, the mail came on Friday. And in the mailbox was a check that would cover the exact amount we needed to go to the attorney. And so now I just had one challenge. I had to find out if the bank would make that check good and give me a certified check on somebody else's money that just came into our bank, because they knew that as God provided, we were buying materials and building. And I had to go to an officer. Well, you need to go see this one, you know, where you have to go sit down. And before I left, I had the check. Some of you remember Dick Tolles. Dick Tolles was a big boy, right, Cynthia? He was pretty tall, big guy. He was like two of me. Three. I called Dick. I said, Dick, God's provided the money. Will you go with me to the attorney's office? We want to meet them. He said, what time you want to go? I said, 1 minute till five. I'm not going a minute early. I don't want them to have the money a minute early. We'll get off the elevator and stand outside the door, and when it's 1 minute till, we'll step inside the door. Because you know what? God wanted a Richard Sanders to know that he's able to take care of what he orders. This is true in your life. It's true in my life. It's true in the ministry that God has called us to. And he and his attorney were sitting in there, and he was absolutely shocked when we showed up. The day would come, just to give you a little more of the story, the day would come when he would call me one day and say, would you be willing to close early if I not, it was like 50 grand off the mortgage. And I said, we can think about that. We didn't have money to do that. Let's think about that. Talked to some of the elders and ended up, God provided the money. And we were able to pay it off early. And then I had one friend. He was retired from Black & Decker Power Tools. He had been the CEO. And he came to me and he was all upset. And he said, Jonathan, you should have let me negotiate with him. He said, I believe we could have given him a haircut. Business terms. I believe we could have given him a haircut. If he called saying he would give you $50,000 off, he probably would have taken $100,000 off. It wasn't until years later I knew the rest of the story, but Francis may have been right. I don't know. But I know this God is always taking care of us. How about through the pandemic? God took care of us. There's churches still that are struggling. Many closed down. God is taking care of us. That means God took care of you. Because if God wasn't taking care of you, we wouldn't have had the resources to pay our bills. So almost all of us have had COVID. But we had something more important. We had Jesus. And God's not finished with us. And so God's delivered us from the snare of the fowler. And we just went through maybe the three most challenging years, maybe in my lifetime, for the church. And God sustained you and sustained us through the whole time. And I think we need to say, thank you, Jesus. Because God has been so good to us. Blanche, we were talking this morning. Just a few moments, and Blanche will have to share her testimony. But, you know, I don't know how many people break their neck and have strokes or whatever all the devil tried to throw at her. And God's fully restored her. Fully restored her. And I said, God's done it. I'm going to give God glory this morning. Yes. Not driven in 2 years. God said you can do it. She's here today. God is restoring you, sunshine. Restoring her. Jody drove with one eye. There you go, Jody. There you go. Do you know over the years of this ministry, we have always had miracles sitting all over in our congregation. Miracles because of deliverance from sin. Miracles because of great testimonies. And miracles because of miraculous healings. We have always had testimonies. I believe in every service people could give of the faithfulness of God. So, the timing. I just want to say this about timing. We continue to get offers on our property on an ongoing basis. You probably get offers on your house. Some of them are ridiculous. Most of them are ridiculous. But the developers that are calling are not making ridiculous offers. They actually, some big companies have been willing to pay some very big dollars for the land God's given us for His church. And most recently, a developer, actually there were probably three, but one in particular, said, well, why don't you go ahead with your plans for the church on, you know, whatever part of it and sell me the rest of it because I'm wanting to develop other things in the community and I'll pay you top dollar for it. And along with that, builder, an investment organization. Maybe some in the county will listen and watch this. Check your records. Martin County wanted to buy our property too. And I've repeatedly told everyone the same thing. It's not for sale. God has plans to raise up a powerful ministry center 800 feet from the hospital, so people coming and going will be able to see the answer to not only their medical needs, but every need they have. They will see the crosses on the corner. And there will be a witness there to the work of God that God has raised us up to be a part of. I started talking about Gustav in the beginning. Gustav came into the office at Pine Avenue with a handmade wood briefcase. I'd never seen one. You see, Gustav was, he was a diamond and jewelry salesman to the Orient. And he had traveled the world. I didn't know all the story, but he came in with this. It was a piece of art. Opened this thing up on the desk. He came in one day. We'd made a bond issue. Opened this thing up and handed me an envelope. And he said, "Pastor, there's a check in there for $30,000. I want to buy $30,000 of church bonds, because God has put in my heart that I'm going to be going to heaven soon, and He wants me to plant some seed that's going to reach kids and families long after I'm gone, because I know the vision is not about you, it's about God, and God is going to do something that will continue till Jesus comes." Let me tell you, a $30,000 bond sale on that day in my office was like $1 million sale today. And he was just one. Many others came. And of course, the day would come that I would officiate at Gustav's memorial service. And Gustav's been in heaven for many, many, many years. He never saw our land. He was at the women's club. He never worshiped in our first building that we owned. He and his wife were never a part of those ministries. And yet he's been a part of every day of our ministries. Time to rebuild. And I don't need to tell you that, because you know that. In chapter 2 of Haggai, in verse 2, "Say this to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Jeshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest," don't you like those names, "and to the remnant of God's people there in the land." And he raises a question, "Is there anyone who can remember this house?" Interesting question. You know, some people live in yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. You know, the world comes up with songs like that because we go through things today. And some people say, "Well, those were the good old days." This question that's being raised, God is actually raising the question. Anyone still alive that remembers those days? Oh, we have a ton of pictures. I remember looking for oak pews. We were finishing that first building. We found a Seventh-day Adventist church in Orlando next to the hospital that were going to go modern, and they were going to sell off their pews and sell off their podium and sell off their communion table. Cabreras, remember, It was beautiful. The oak pews, they were beautiful. The communion table, it was beautiful. The big podium, it was beautiful. I remember carrying those suckers in. Let me tell you, those things were heavy. Dick Toll's on one end, I'm on one end. It was before I had Jay. Thank God I have Jay now. And some of these big guys, you know, Ben and Josh and Jose and others, you know, that are really strong, you know. And Michael and Chris and Patrick. I remember those days. I remember the day the carpet was put in. Wow, what a day. The salesman, a godly man, said, "This is the same carpet we're putting in whatever grand at Disney. It's been tested every which way. It's going to last you for years," and it did. I remember just laying on my face before the Lord on that carpet saying, "Father, this is so great. We have carpet. We're going to have lights one day. We're going to have church in here." And we did. We did. But you know what? That's looking back. They were good days. They were good days. Those were good days when we were having three services. We started early in the morning. I started at 2 because I worked for Stewart News. And sometimes I went in at midnight, distributed several thousand papers, worked with my carriers, and then took a shower at Stewart News, and then came in for first service. And in those days, sorry to say, I was the song leader and led the singing and then preached. And then led the singing, and then preached, and then led the singing, and then preached. Blanche, you remember. And those were good days. I remember those days when we'd start the first service, and we didn't know, you know, are we in the first service still? Because it didn't stop. The move of God, the altar was covered. People are all over the place praying, and on the floor, and back in their seats, and I didn't know if it was first service, second service, third service. The worship team, they never got to go down from the stage. They were up singing and ministering the whole morning. And they said, "Pastor, we need to go to the facility sometimes. What can we do?" These were good days. I said, "Well, one or two of you can slip out at a time and the rest of you stay up here and keep playing." They said, "Well, we haven't played in a while." I said, "No, but be ready. I don't know when you're going to start next." Those were good days. Hey, guy, the Spirit of the Lord says, "Do you remember those days?" They were awesome days. But you know what? The best of yesterday, God says to not limit him with today and our future. Boy, if we could just have it like we did. I don't want to have it like we did. That's not why God is moving us to a new location. It's because God's going to do something we've never experienced before. It's not to be the same as, it's not to be as good as, it's to be abundantly above and beyond what we could ask or think. And so when I look back, I say, "Thank you, Father, that was a great foundation to start from. But it is not the vehicle that you're giving us to move forward with." And so, you know, if there's anyone who can remember this house, the temple as it was before, in comparison, how does it look to you now? And then he says this, "It must look like nothing." How many people looked at you and said, "You look like nothing's happening there"? Every time there was a ball game and I was the last one to get on the team, they're like, "There's nothing happening with him. He's not going to help us out with this." I know a lot of people look at us as a church and they go, "But in life, didn't you guys used to be... didn't you used to be a church that did Didn't you serve? Didn't you feed? Didn't you do outreaches? Didn't you have big events? Didn't you have facilities? Oh, yes. 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 But God's not finished with us yet. Those were good old days. They were good old days. But I'm not living for those days. I'm living for Jesus. And God has called us in a day when things are happening that have never happened before in the world. Now listen, listen. I want you to hear something. If things are happening because of the devil that have never happened before, understand that the devil is a copycat. And the devil knows that God is doing things with people that have never been done before. God is changing the scenario on the stage on the earth. I know evil's going to be here, but I am believing God for a revival. Yeah, some people may look, you know, look back. Looks like nothing's going on. But verse 4, take courage. Zerubbabel. I want to call you all Zerubbabels this morning. Ruddy Zerubbabel. Sunshine, Miss Zerubbabel. Look at the Word of God. Look at the Word of God. It must seem like nothing, but take courage. Take courage. Take courage. Look in these verses. Take courage. All you people left in the land, take courage, high priest. Take courage, Jeshua. Take courage and work, for I am with you. My spirit remains among you, just as I promised when you came out of Egypt. So if you look back, look at the miraculous. You look back, you see what I did. And what I'm going to say to you, just as I was with you then, I am with you now. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so just as God was with Zerubbabel, God is with us at Abundant Life this morning as well. And I'm confident of this.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, that you died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name. And fill me with your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. This program is aired each Sunday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStewart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Nothing is impossible.
Our fall prayer and share begins Monday, October 3rd through Friday, October 14th, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays. God will be throwing open the windows of heaven yet again, and your gift will secure our future.